Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman Memra by Avram Goldhar, and today Masechus Ksubas, Daf Kuf Yud, the 13th Perek Shnei Dayani. The Zichu Masechus Ksubas program has been generously sponsored as a schus for HaChazachas HaTorah. So the three tops we're going to focus on. Number one, the Gemara brings Malchokas regarding what happens when two people owe each other the same amount of money, but they lack cash to repay and only have land. Rav Nachman says they collect their payments from one another, but Rav Sheshe says, why should I switch identical bags? Meaning, what's the point of having the same payment go back and forth from one another? Rather, this one stays with his property, and that one stays with his property. The Gemara rejects this initial interpretation of the Malchokas, and then explains that Rav Nachman and Rav Sheshe disagree where one person owns both Edis and Benonis land, and the other person only owns Ziboris land. Rav Nachman holds Bishaloh Hen Shamin. We assess the quality of one's field in relation to his own property. Rashi explains that when the Rabbanan enacted the law that a debtor pays with Benoni's land, they meant land that is average in relation to his other fields. For example, if he owned two fields that would generally be considered Benoni's and Ziboris, the Benoni's land would be deemed Edi, since it's his best, and he would only have to pay from the Ziboris. Rav Sheshes holds Bishaloh Ka'adam Hen Shamin, that we assess the Benoni's land in relation to everyone, and therefore no one will benefit from exchanging the Benoni's land back and forth. Point number two, the next Mishnah states, Shalosh HaRatzos L'Nisuin, there are three provinces in Eretz Yisrael with respect to marriage. Yehuda Ve'Eira HaYarden V'HaGalil. Ein Motzin Me'ir La'ir Mekrach L'Krach V'Ba'Osa Arts Motzin Me'ir La'ir Mekrach L'Krach. One cannot make his wife move from a town in one province to a town in another province, nor from a city in one province to a city in another province. But within the same province, one can make his wife move from town to town or city to city, but not from a town to a city or from a city to a town. The Gemara says that it makes sense that one cannot make a wife move from a city to a town, because in a city everything can be found, whereas in a town not everything can be found. But why does she not have to move from a town to a city? The Gemara answers that this supports the teaching of Rabbi Yossi Bar Chanina, who said, "Manayin she yeshivas krachim kasha." From where do we know that living in a city is difficult? For it says in the pasuk in Nehemiah regarding those who return from Babel, "V'yavarchu ha'amuchol anashim ha'mitznavdim ha'shevas b'Yerushalayim." The people blessed all those who volunteered to settle in Yerushalayim. Since volunteering required a bracha, it's clear that living in a city is challenging. Rashi explains that in cities, the houses are crammed together and there's no fresh air, whereas towns have gardens and orchards next to the house and the air is fresh. And point number three is time to brace the Lom Yadu Adam Be'eretz Yisrael. A person should always live in Eretz Yisrael, afil be'ir sheruba obdil chochavim, even if he has to live in a city with a majority of idolaters. V'yadu b'chutzvartz v'afil be'ir sheruba Yisrael. And a person should not dwell in chutzvartz, even if he lives in a city with a majority of Jews. Shekol dar be'eretz Yisrael, doma k'mishi yeshu elka, because whoever lives in Eretz Yisrael is considered to be one who has a god. But called Darba Chutzwarz, Kamisha Inwa Alka, and whoever lives in Chutzwarz is considered as if he has no God, as it says in the Pasuk, Vases Lachem Etzeretz Kanan Lios Lachem Elokim, to give you the land of Canaan to be a God for you. When the Gemara asks if it's possible that one who lives in Chutzwarz is godless, for Hashem is the God of the entire world, it answers that the Pasuk is coming to teach, called Darba Chutzwarz, Ki'u Ovid Avodus Kochavim, whoever lives outside of Eretz Yisrael is as if he worships idols. So once again, the three points are, number one, the Gemara brings Malchokas regarding what happens when two people owe each other the same amount of money, but they lack cash to repay and only have land. Rav Nachman says they collect their payments from one another, but Rav Sheshe says, why should I switch identical bags? Meaning, what's the point of having the same payment go back and forth from one another? Rather, this one stays with his property and that one stays with his property. The Gemara rejects this initial interpretation of the Malchokas, and then explains that Rav Nachman and Rav Sheshe disagree where one person owns both Edis and Benoni's land, and the other person only owns Ziboris land. Rav Nachman holds Bishaloh Hen Shamin. We assess the quality of one's field in relation to his own property. Rashi explains that when the Rabbanan enacted the law that a debtor pays with Benoni's land, they meant land that is average in relation to his other fields. For example, if he owned two fields that would generally be considered Benoni's and Ziboris, the Benoni's land would be deemed Edi, since it's his best, and he would only have to pay from the Ziboris. Rav Sheshes holds Bishaloh Ka'adam Hen Shamin, that we assess the Benoni's land in relation to everyone, and therefore no one will benefit from exchanging the Benoni's land back and forth. Point number two, the next Mishnah states, Shalosh HaRatzos L'Nisuin, there are three provinces in Eretz Yisrael with respect to marriage. Yehuda Ve'Eira HaYarden V'HaGalil. Ein Motzin Me'ir La'ir Mekrach L'Krach V'Ba'Osa Arts Motzin Me'ir La'ir Mekrach L'Krach. One cannot make his wife move from a town in one province to a town in another province, nor from a city in one province to a city in another province. But within the same province, one can make his wife move from town to town or city to city. But not from a town to a city or from a city to a town. The Gemara says that it makes sense that one cannot make a wife move from a city to a town, because in a city everything can be found, whereas in a town not everything can be found. But why does she not have to move from a town to a city? The Gemara answers that this supports the teaching of Rabbi Yossi Bar Chanina, who said, from where we know that living in a city is difficult, for it says in the Pasuk in Nehemiah regarding those who return from Babel, the people blessed all those who volunteered to settle in Yerushalayim. Since volunteering required a bracha, it's clear that living in a city is challenging. Rashi explains that in cities, the houses are crammed together and there's no fresh air, whereas towns have gardens and orchards next to the house and the air is fresh. And point number three, it's time to brace the Lom Yadu Adam Be'eretz Yisrael. A person should always live in Eretz Yisrael. Afil Be'ir Sheruba Obdi Kochavim, even if he has to live in a city with a majority of idolaters. While Yadu Be'chutzvarts Afil Be'ir Sheruba Yisrael. And a person should not dwell in Chutzvarts, even if he lives in a city with a majority of Jews. Shekol Adar Be'eretz Yisrael, Doma Kamishi Yeshu El Ka, because whoever lives in Eretz Yisrael is considered to be one who has a God. But called Darba Chutzwarz, Kamisha Inwell, and whoever lives in Chutzwarz is considered as if he has no God, as it says in the Pasuk, Vases Lachem, it's Eretz Canaan, Lios Lachem Elohim, to give you the land of Canaan to be a God for you. When the Gemara asks if it's possible that one who lives in Chutzwarz is godless, for Hashem is the God of the entire world, it answers that the Pasuk is coming to teach, called Darba Chutzwarz, Ki'u Ovid Abodus Kochavim, whoever lives outside of Eretz Yisrael is as if he worships idols. All right, so now we go to our Simmer Daf Kuf Yud, and our standard simmer relates to a key. We use a gold key ceremony, an award ceremony with a gold key. So a gold key ceremony is our simmer. So here goes. The gold key ceremony that was held on the Beinoni's land of the Baal Chov, who didn't have to relinquish it to his creditor, who owed him the same amount, celebrated the extension of the town's mayor's term after his wife rejected his idea to move to a cramped city. In spite of his warnings about living outside Eretz Yisrael, it was as if they worshipped idols. Once again, in slow motion. The gold key ceremony. Gold key ceremony? That must mean we're in Daf Kuf Yud. The gold key ceremony that was held on the Beinoni's land of the Baal Chov, who didn't have to relinquish it to his creditor, who owed him the same amount, which reminds us, more brings Malchokas, regarding what happens when two people owe each other the same amount of money, but they lack cash to repay and only have land. Rav Nachman says that they collect their payments from one another, but Rav Sheshe says, why should I switch identical bags? Meaning, what's the point of having the same payment go back and forth from one another? Rather, this one stays with his property, and that one stays with his property. As part of the explanation of the Malchokas, we learn that Rav Nachman holds that Beinoni's land is assessed relative to the debtor's own property, whereas Rav Sheshes holds that it's judged relative to everyone's property in general. So the gold key ceremony that was held on the Beinoni's land of the Baal Chov, who didn't have to relinquish it to his creditor, who owed him the same amount, celebrated the extension of the town's mayor's term after his wife rejected his idea to move to a cramped city, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, Shalosh Ratzos L'Nisuin, there are three provinces in Eretz Yisrael with respect to marriage, Yehuda, Eivra, Yarden, and the Galil. One cannot make his wife move from a town in one province to a town in another province, or from a city in one province to a city in another province, but within the same province, one can make his wife move from town to town or city to city, but not from a town to a city or from a city to a town. The Gemara explains that a wife does not have to move from a town to a city, even though a city has everything in it, because city life is more difficult. So the gold key ceremony that was held on the Beinoni's land of the Baal Chov, who didn't have to relinquish it to his creditor, who owed him the same amount, celebrated the extension of the town's mayor's term after his wife rejected his idea to move to a cramped city. In spite of his warnings about living outside Eretz Yisrael, it was as if they worshipped idols. Which reminds that we learn, call it Darba Chutzorz Ki'u Obed Obodus Kochavim. Whoever lives outside of Eretz Yisrael, it's as if he worships idols. So once again, the gold key ceremony that was held on the Beinoni's land of the Baal Chov, who didn't have to relinquish it to his creditor, who owed him the same amount, celebrated the extension of the town's mayor's term after his wife rejected his idea to move to a cramped city. In spite of his warnings that by living outside Eretz Yisrael, it was as if they worshipped idols. All right, so that concludes today's shir. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldman Zichu wishing you a great day and great learning.